Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. This show is brought to you by Square Chain Corporation, specializing in better-for-you beverages, including Via and Torque Energy Drinks. Enjoy the Dr. Fantastic Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. I'm Dr. Fantastic, and I have the prescription for a happier and longer life for you. Listen to these shows, listen to my podcasts, listen to my YouTube videos, or watch them, and I believe your life will have a lot of exciting things going to happen for it. So basically, it's the Christmas edition. This is the when I'm going to wrap up the year, explain to you, those who are new listeners, what the movement is. It's called the Be Fantastic Movement, and it's all about pollinating positivity and cultivating civility, which we need to do in these crazy world we're living in. It's a fast-paced world where everyone's rushing to red lights. I keep trying to tell people you don't get to your destination any sooner by getting to the red light quicker. So basically, I have a fantastic guest, an artist. I really love artists. You know, my parents were beatniks, and so I come from the art world. And I'm going to introduce you to Nigel Binns in a little bit. He's got a fantastic project for humanity. You're going to love it. You know, everything I'm doing for the last year and a half has been dedicated to spreading the movement, to showing people that they should look like at their life in a positive manner. So the events I go to, the things that I'm doing, the interviews I'm conducting are all geared to introducing you to information and technology that will improve your mind, your body, or the planet. And we need to improve the civility on the planet. That's one thing. So I've done a couple different things lately. I wrote a poem this about 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to read it to you. So I think it's pretty cool. And then I'm going to update you on a lot of things. I'll just get the poem out of the way. So it's, 'Tis the time to be jolly. So Santa wrote a poem that doesn't have too much folly. So if you've been watching the YouTube shows, you've seen my beard grow from a very short beard to what's considered a very long beard. Matter of fact, last night at the premiere of Star Wars, Billy Dee Williams was walking up towards me with his entourage, and from about 15 feet away, he screams out, this is his exact words, "That's the best beard on the planet." That was hilarious, of course. It's nice to know that some people like beards. And when he came up close to me, I shook his hand, and the famous Billy Dee Williams, it was fantastic. So here's the poem. And it's all about the word fantastic. Fantastic is a magical word. It makes you smile when spoken. It makes you smile when heard. It makes you look better. No joke. There's a magical energy to it. Saying it makes you live longer. It will always boost your spirit and makes you mentally stronger. The world needs to be more civil. Fantastic people are the start. We must rid the world of its evil. You can help by doing your part. We need to pollinate positivity every day while we are here, and also to cultivate civility. Do it daily. Do it far and near. Fantastic people are very kind, and they live a happier life. Say fantastic all the time. It will also reduce your strife. Don't say have a good day or you look good. Saying fantastic is the way. You really should. Your life is your movie. Every day a new scene. Make it really groovy and never, ever be mean. Join the Be Fantastic movement. It will change your life. We need to make the statement that we don't need more strife. So that's a little poem. I thought maybe you might enjoy it. So, an update on the movement. We've got over 3,000 interviews on the YouTube channel. It's Be Fantastic, also known as Fantastic Interviews. About 1,100 videos, lots of interviews, and lots of events that I go to, like the one I went to on Sunday in Malibu. John Paul DeJoria and his beautiful wife Eloise host a Christmas party. I brought the outfit just in case I was going to be Santa. Glad I didn't have to put it on, because it's a lot of work being Santa. I don't know if you guys know that or not. And I met the and introduced the Be Fantastic movie to people like Michael Keaton, Smokey Robinson, David Wilcock, who's one of the top 10 ufologists in the world. I was very happy to meet him. Steven Tyler. So that was the people at that party. It was a lot of fun, and I did a video of that, and it's on my YouTube show. The day before, I met DJ Quick. I guess he's a pretty famous DJ or rap artist. He sold 100 million albums. He became fantastic. You know, everyone gets it when they hear what it's all about. And the word is not just a word. It's an energy. The word makes you feel good when you look at it and read it. It makes you smile when you hear it. And it really makes you smile from ear to ear when you say it. And it makes the person and the people you say it to feel good. So that was pretty cool. Another event I went to was Burton Chase Park in the Marina, where I live, has a Christmas event, and of course the Christmas parade, which I did another video on. But I thought I'd show up on my own accord to the park, because I knew there was going to be 1,000 kids there with the Santa outfit on. I didn't know what to expect, and it was amazing. Everywhere I walked, lines of people were lining up to have their pictures taken. And, of course, nowadays, the malls are charging $50, $70 and more to take a picture with Santa. So here was a free opportunity for a lot of people to get a picture with Santa. But what I really grabbed from that day, and it was really rewarding, a few kids are afraid of Santa. They don't want to come near him or sit on his lap. But the ones that get it, when they walk up to me, and their eyes are wide as silver dollars, and they're grinning ear to ear, and they can't believe what they're seeing, I can't tell you how rewarding that is. And, boy, did I have a lot of fun. It was a four-hour event, but I only lasted an hour and a half before I had to get out of there. But I didn't want to sit there the whole time, and every time I moved, everyone would get upset because they were waiting in line. It's like, and then they'd fight. I'm next. And it's like, it was pretty hilarious for me, but very rewarding to be Santa, very rewarding to be Dr. Fantastic and share with the world my movement. And I need the people listening to be part of this. Right now we have 113 ambassadors of positivity. Nigel, who you'll be meeting, I think, I don't remember the number, he just joined recently. He got it immediately. A lot of people get it very, very quickly. In an update real quick, I wanted ambassador number 22, Ken Beecham, has passed away about a month ago. You know, and it's a fast-paced world. We make a phone call to a friend, and he doesn't return it. You call him a week later, he doesn't return it. And you start to thinking, why the heck isn't my friend returning calls? Why isn't my ambassador returning calls? Well, I found out a month after that he had passed, and so I forgave him. It's not his fault. Recently, I did a speech at the Ivy League Royal Academy. I want to give them a shout-out. Ala is the professor over there. She's fantastic. She's an ambassador. So I give a speech to the kids there. That speech, if you go and look it up on my YouTube, should be shown to your children. It's really the embodiment of the movement about being positive. I've got 12 teachers now that I know of that are telling their kids to say, I am fantastic, in unison before class. Gives a great energy and positivity to the class to start off. It builds kids' self-confidence and their self-esteem. I highly recommend that everyone say the word fantastic every day. And also and teach your children to say that. I'm going to do a podcast coming up with Rob Simone. A big radio personality, great guy. I wish I'd recorded the conversation because it was a fantastic conversation. So on the way here, I was thinking how everyone needs to be fantastic and what are some of the qualities of a person that is fantastic. And I made a, it just came out to 12, which is funny. So here's the dozen things that fantastic people are. And I tell them they're, well, I'm going to say it as an NB. So you should be polite. You should be kind. You should be nice. You should be friendly. You should be courteous. You should be generous. You should be helpful. You should be cool. You should be understanding. You should be patient. You should be civil. And when you're all those, you're going to be fantastic. So I'm going to bring on my guest now, Nigel. I'm happy he's being patient. He has no choice. Nigel, welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Fantastic. How are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic.
Excellent, excellent.
How are you?
Absolutely, amazingly fantastic. Thank you.
That works. That works. I tell the English people to say fan bloody tastic. That works real well, too.
Okay.
So we met recently. You became, what ambassador number are you?
You know, I don't even recall.
Okay.
I don't recall the number.
I'll tell you in a second, but it doesn't really matter. As long as you are one and you're going to help spread the movement. So let's, you know, I love about these shows and about the podcast and about all my 3,000 interviews is I never do any homework on it because I'm curious. So I don't do any edits and I don't do any second takes. So I make mistakes. We all make mistakes in life, and there's nothing wrong with making a mistake. And I'm not the most well-spoken. I talk too fast. I've got a lot of things that aren't perfect. But I'm having fun in life, and that's what I recommend everyone do. And Nigel, you are an amazing sculptor. Oh my goodness! I met Nigel just recently. He fell in love with the movement, and we even went down to his studio downtown, and he showed me some of his art. But we're not going to talk about the project he's on until the next break. But we're going to talk about Nigel. Nigel, give me your passions and your tell us about who Nigel is.
Well, I was born in England. My dad is from Africa, and my mom is from Jamaica. And I moved to the States in the late 60s, and I developed a passion for art. At the same time, I also developed a passion for martial arts, and they kind of go hand in hand. But I came to Los Angeles after 4 years in the Air Force, in a roundabout way to get involved in the film industry, and my first film was with Jackie Chan, and it was directed and produced by the same directors and producers who did Bruce Lee's movie, Enter the Dragon. So I've been involved in martial arts and filmmaking since the 1980s. And then in 1990, my art interests took me to my very first professional gig, creating a award for Michael Jackson. It was the top-selling Artist of the Decade Award that his record company gave him for selling over 110 million copies of his albums, CDs, and discs. So that's what led me here today, doing work around the world in art and changing the world through art.
Tell me about meeting Michael Jackson. We had a short conversation on it when we met, and you have a great story about the prophecy of Michael Jackson and giving you his autograph.
Yes, yes. That was amazing. Well, before 1990 happened, 5 years prior, I did a statue of Michael, and it was a ceramic gold-plated statue that I gave to his father as a gift, simply for he and his wife bringing Michael into the world. I said, here, this is for you. And I remember till this day, Mr. Jackson, because it was gold-plated, he said, well, you know, what is this? You have a gold mine in your backyard? How are you just giving me this, you know? And he was looking for the fine print. I said, there's nothing behind it. I did this out of the love of my heart and here. So anyway, he was kind enough to write me a letter thanking me for the gift. And I happened to have that letter with me and a photograph of the statue that I gave to Michael Jackson's father 5 years earlier. I had it with me on a trip to see Quincy Jones. I was accompanying a musician friend of mine who came from New Jersey. So we're there. Quincy's not in his office, and as we're leaving, we see this open office, Fitzgerald Hartley, and there are a lot of gold records on the wall and so forth. Anyway, we go in there, and my friend is talking about the music business, and I'm sitting there quietly with my portfolio. And Stan Hillis, who works in the office, turns to me and says, well, you know, you're the quiet one over there. What do you do? And I said, well, I'm a sculptor. And he said, really? Let me see your work. And so as he's flipping through my portfolio, he sees this photograph of Michael Jackson's statue that I did and the letter from Joseph Jackson. And he quietly closes it and looks at me and says, you're not going to believe this, but we were commissioned by Sony to do a special award for Michael Jackson involving a statue of Michael, and we were just about to look for a sculptor. Do you think you'd be interested? And I said, let me think about it for a minute. I said, yes, I am very interested. So literally, I walked into the pages of history just like that and ended up creating this special award that Michael Jackson received in February of 1990. But here's the real amazing story. Not only that was amazing by itself, but get this. Because that was my first professional gig, I never really knew to negotiate that I should at least be there when they present my work to Michael Jackson. So I missed out. I sat at home and watched the entire thing on TV and said, okay, at least maybe I can write to the record company and see if Michael would send me an autographed picture. You know, I'll be fine with that. So that's what I did. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, in the mail is an autographed picture to Nigel Binns from Michael Jackson. I said, wow, this is fantastic. But then I was a little confused because now remember, the year that this is all happening is in 1990. But when I received the photograph and opened the envelope and looked at it, Michael's autograph, signature, and the whole nine yards, but the date was 1998 and three circles underneath that and an arrow. And I said, that's really strange. Why would Michael date this autograph picture 8 years into the future? So anyway, I didn't really question it. I said, okay, well, whatever. I'm just happy that I got a photograph, an autograph from Michael Jackson. So that picture stayed on my wall in my studio for years. And because of my martial arts background, I occasionally took work doing bodyguard and security. So fast forward to the year 1998. I'm working for this company. They're doing security at Universal Studios, and I'm on the post for the weekend of their Halloween Horror Nights. It's in October, every Halloween, right? And so for three nights in a row, three consecutive nights, Michael's name came up. The first time it came up, I'm at the entrance, and it said, you know, Michael Jackson usually comes through here sometimes, and this is one of my coworkers telling me this. The second night was unusual because they moved me inside Universal Studios into this maze called the Alien Encounter Maze, and I'm supposed to stay there to make sure that none of the guests hit any of the actors who are in costumes as aliens and stuff. But the unthinkable happened, and while I'm standing there, a party of young drunk kids came walking by, and I'm standing there, you know, pretty still. And for whatever reason, I don't know, can't explain, one of the drunk guys points to me and laughs and says, ha, 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 Michael Jackson. I don't know why. Still don't know why to this day. Anyway, as that party was going out of the maze, they took a whack at one of the actors, and I had to call security backup, and they were ejected from the park. That's the second night. The third night, my supervisor comes up to me and says, Nigel, I want you to be real sharp, because you're going to have to escort someone very special and their entourage through this maze. And I said, okay, sure. So I'm standing there, and who is it that shows up? It's Michael Jackson and his two children. And I'm escorting them through. Well, first of all, Michael, you know, just put out his hand and introduced himself to me. And right then and there, I just knew that this guy was really, honestly, very special. The energy just was there. That was my first encounter with Michael. I go on to, of course, later on in years later, do awards that I presented to him and was his bodyguard and stuff. But this particular night, I'm escorting Michael Jackson through this maze. And we had a brief time to talk. I told him that I was the one who made the award that he received in 1990 and all that kind of stuff. But I couldn't really, you know, process the whole thing. It's like, Michael Jackson? So after that evening, I get home, and that's when it hit me. I looked on my wall and saw the autographed picture, and here we are in 1998 with three circles and an arrow underneath it, and I interpret that to mean 3 months before the year was up. It was October 31st, 1998, that I actually met Michael Jackson. So that was it.
It's a prophecy. He was quite the talent. I was once within 15 feet of him at an event, and it was his energy was just off the charts. It was quite amazing to be that close to a genius like that. And you know, of course, he was. It's a small world. You know, we're all connected. You know, like Smokey, who I met the other day, knew him, and Barry Gordy, who I'm dear friends with. And matter of fact, you did a statue of Barry that I saw. That was amazing.
I did. Yeah, thank you. What I often do is I do statues based on, just like I did with Michael's statue in 1985. I do what I do out of the love of my heart, and sometimes I just give them away because it's a gift that I've been given, and I know that this gift can make other people happy as well. But anyway, I did a statue of Barry Gordy, yes, and I've also done one of Jean-Michel Basquiat and Frida Kahlo. You know, many people that I admire.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to talk about a project that Nigel's working on that's going to change the world. It really is. It's going to. It's fantastic. Stay tuned.
Live the Via Life. Now there's a Pro Hydration Better For You caffeine-free drink that comes in four great flavors, pomegranate, berry, orange mango, and strawberry. Never has it been so easy to get proactive hydration with essential vitamins, less sugar, and fewer calories. Go to drinkvia.com and see how you can live the Via Life. And while you're there, check out their new caffeinated, sparkling, flavored waters with zero calories and zero sugar. Live the Via Life. That's drinkvia.com. That's drinkvia, V-E-A.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOX box.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm with Nigel Binns today, who's one of my ambassadors of positivity. And everyone listening in, you know, we're on a mission to make the world a better place. Nigel and I are going to be collaborating on some things, especially the monument that he's creating. But I want to reach out to you all that if you have a great product, a great service, a fantastic product or a fantastic service, or if you're a fantastic person that wants to help the movement, because this movement needs to be taught to all the children in the world and all the adults in the world. We need to be more civil. And any kind of project like what Nigel's working on that could help expose the movement to a global community, because this movement is on an app called Be Fantastic, and that app is an app for fantastic people. And hopefully everyone listening to me is fantastic. And by being fantastic, you're letting people in traffic. You're being kind and courteous and friendly, but most important, civil. The governments of the world aren't going to make the world a civil place. The corporations and the companies are not going to do it. It has to come from us individually. We have to start being nice to others, and then it'll turn around and it'll be nice to you. It's great when someone lets you in traffic. You know, there's no gain for them. They lose 2 seconds of their life, but I don't think that's a big price to pay for being civil. And so Nigel has a monument project that he's working on. It's called the Mother of Humanity Project. And tell us about how that came to be and what it is.
Thank you. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've been here in Los Angeles since 1980. But years later, there was a riot. Well, some people call it a riot. It was an uprising in Los Angeles, and I was actually around at the time when that happened, and I was a little distressed. I live in a place where there were people from all over the world, and you could walk out your door and meet your neighbor who's from Greece, or another neighbor who would be from Jamaica, or another neighbor who would be from Hong Kong. So it was interesting because before the riots, pretty much everyone was getting along. After the riots, I'd watch, and I just watched people, and they were now more cautious with each other, less friendly and so forth. And I said, you know, this just doesn't make sense. And the city of Los Angeles tried many things to help bring people together. There were get-togethers, softball games, concerts, and so forth. But I knew that those were only Band-Aids, that they were never really going to get to the root of a problem to understand why this happened and what it's all about. So I put my artistic skills to work, and I said, well, what do we really have in common? Where does this all start? Where do we all come from? And I knew, based on my own research and what was happening with media, how they were doing studies in genetics and so forth, it was clear to me that all life began in Africa. In essence, we're all Africans. We traveled out of Africa to many different places of the world, and we became European, Asian, South American, what have you. But we're all essentially the same one human family from one common source. And I think when people talk about races, they talk about that thing as if people are from different planets or they're different species. But it's not true. The whole idea of race was a construct. It was made up. It was made up to keep people divided and separated. But how can you keep yourself divided and separated when you're actually brothers and sisters or cousins? You're really all one people. So in understanding that, I wanted to make that clear with a monument. And so I called the monument the Mother of Humanity because the mitochondrial DNA that came out of Africa, the first woman whose DNA populated the entire planet, is literally a mother of all of humanity. So the monument that I created is called the Mother of Humanity Monument, and it's of a woman standing on the globe of the world. In her right hand, she's holding a feather of peace, And it's not a sword or a lamp or anything else. It's a feather. And the feather takes us back to ancient Egyptian cultures where the feather was a representation of peace, truth, and righteousness. In fact, the Native American, we call them Indian, it's not correct, but the Native American also utilizes a feather in a lot of their symbolisms and their ceremonies because the feather is a sacred symbol to them as well. The statue has her left foot going forward when she's on top of the globe because in ancient Egypt, or Kemet, as we called it, we knew that the heart was on the left side of the body, and when you step forward with your left foot because you're stepping forward with heart and with courage and with righteous intent. So there are seven such symbols that I incorporated into this monument called the Mother of Humanity. In fact, her face, when you look at her face, you see African, Asian, European, because she represents all of humanity. So I was successful, and I unveiled a 16-foot-tall statue called the Mother of Humanity in Watts on Mother's Day, May 11, 1996. Now becomes my greatest challenge, where we're getting ready to create a 313-foot-tall monument of the Mother of Humanity on the continent where all life, human life, began, and that's going to be in Africa. And this is our way globally around the planet to say thank you to Africa for being the birthplace of all of humanity and for the African woman as the mother of all humanity. So that's the monument that we're currently working on. And as I mentioned, it's going to be 313 feet tall, twice the size of the Statue of Liberty. And it's going to be the center point for all of humanity to rally and come back home and be immersed in the understanding that we're all one human family. With one family, we have one future.
And I understand the government is in the process of donating 3,000 acres, which will be the footprint for the entire complex. And what I know of it, it's got 55 different pavilions, one of each of the different countries in Africa. And it'll be a magnificent place to visit. It's going to have, obviously, restaurants and hotels and museums. But we're going to let Nigel tell you about that. We're going to take a break and come back, and because this project is unbelievable. If you're on the Internet now, go to motherofhumanity.org so you can see some pictures and some of the visuals on this project. And we're going to be trying to raise a couple million dollars to get the fundraising effort going. It's a $3 billion project. And we need to reach out. If you want to help with this, reach out to the friends that you might know that want to be involved. It's going to take a big team of people that are like-minded, positive people like the people on our app. I say it's an app for fantastic people. Nigel and his company and his charity are going to be listed on it, and we're going to help them in any way we can because it's right in line with being fantastic. Everybody, be fantastic. Let's take another break, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884. Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to knoknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at knoknoxbox.com. That's knoxbox.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. We've got Nigel Binns, and we're talking about his fantastic project, which is going to help humanity and educate humanity, and it's all about educating everyone. I always say the more knowledge you have, the easier life is. And I want to jump in before I forget, because there's another gentleman that I'm working with, Jeremy Lastman, who's a quantum guy, and he's just a fantastic human being. He actually became an ambassador, not an ambassador, but I interviewed him on my podcast, I guess over a year ago. And I just met with him recently. He called me up and wanted to meet. He had a project. It's called Intelligence Technology. He's got a course where you can just improve your mind, and we're going to be representing that on the app as well. But I wanted to play you his testimonial, which I thought was great. And you remember, these testimonials, all my interviews, it's always one take. Now, he made a mistake in saying that we met a couple months ago. But, you know, when life goes by pretty fast, it was actually October of 2018. But I'm going to see if I could play this little quick video here. That's pretty good. They're playing.
So, me and Dr. Fantastic connected maybe a few months ago for an interview on his show, and he enlightened me to the age-old question, how are you doing? And for all my life, it was like that default, which is good. Like, I'm good. Everyone just says, I'm good. And he enlightened me to the the fantastic movement and really tuning into like what that word actually means, what it energetically like expresses, and just saying that I'm fantastic. And you know, at first there was like a little bit of like I feel like I was forcing it, like forcing the issue. But the more that I practice it, and the more that I felt the truth of like why that is the case, regardless of all the conditions and all the chaos and like all the shit that's going on, like fantastic, things are fantastic. So thank you, Dr. Fantastic, and love it.
And then at the end of each video, if you watch my videos, I tag it with a little animated video that says the following.
Overpopulated cities around the world have caused people to become a greedy, selfish, and litigious society. Would you like to be happier, live longer, never be forgotten, and help make the world a kinder, more civil place? It's actually easier than you think. Every day you're asked, how are you? Instead of saying good, say I am fantastic. It will make you look better, feel great, and reduce your stress. Making the world a better place starts with each person. Please join the Be Fantastic movement today. What you want to be, you can be. Be fantastic.
I met Dr. Fantastic along life's way. And I heard him say, gotta say, I am fantastic, la la la.
So I like when we do these testimonials, because I love when I'm affecting people's lives. And I've got thousands of people now that have been introduced to the movement that are digging it. I mean, it's changing their lives. They're becoming ambassadors of positivity, as Nigel is. And so when you're listening to the shows and the podcasts and the YouTube. If you have something that you could help make the movement go forward, if you know a celebrity that maybe could help this go viral, it has not gone viral. And it's just, you know, it's organic right now. It's real natural. The people, the celebrities, like I said, meeting Michael Keaton, Smokey Robinson, you know, Steven Tyler. You never know when one of those persons does a shout out that it's going to introduce how being fantastic is going to make you live longer, be happier, make the world a better place. And Nigel's doing it with the Mother of Humanity Project. And if you've pulled up the visuals, they're fantastic. I've also interviewed him. I was at his studio, and I have some visuals. If you go to one of my past interviews with Nigel, you'll see some videos on the plot plan. I think we should probably think, Nigel, about maybe doing an event where we can invite people that are interested in helping. They can see it in person. I think that plot plan, by the way, Nigel, should be at the UN under a glass display case in the lobby. You know,
yes, I agree.
It needs to be a place, maybe even in an airport where there's just millions of people walking by it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it wouldn't be that hard to get it at the LAX, I imagine. That way it's close to home.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, as we continue moving forward with the project, we do have a 501c3 organization, the Mother of Humanity Monument Foundation, and our website, motherofhumanity.org. for your listeners to see more. But as we develop and organize to launch our fundraising campaign, I guarantee you, talking about going viral, we've got a lot of people already who are supporting us, a lot of people behind us, celebrities and so forth. But we want to just develop this really organically. We're not in any rush at all. We want to develop this really carefully, slowly, and let the people know it's for the people. This is not a government-funded thing. It's not a celebrity-funded thing. It's for the people. It's about bringing people together. So we want to do this in a very natural way.
That's why you're such a perfect partner for the Be Fantastic movement. Because, like I said before, the governments aren't going to make a civil society out of the wreck we have right now. The companies aren't going to do it, and the corporations aren't going to do it. It has to be us wanting to do it individually. A lot of times I always felt my vote didn't count. What's one vote? But when you think about being civil, one person at a time, it works.
Yes, it does. And, you know, with the Mother of Humanity, right, the whole thing about the mother, our mothers, your mother, my mother, we were all taught something about kindness from our mothers. No matter where in the world we are, we're taught about kindness from our mothers. And if we can bring that back into the world, the honor and respect for mothers, our mothers, and what they taught us about loving kindness, the world would be a much, much better place. And that's what the Mother of Humanity represents, the mother's loving kindness. That's what we really want to share with people, bring the human family back together again.
Well, on my list, kind was actually the first word I wrote. I ran out of space, so I put be polite on top of it. But when I wrote down the B's, be helpful, be courteous, be friendly, be kind was literally the first one that came up in my mind about being. And I have a bumper sticker called Be Fantastic with the logo on it. And the reason I created with that was one of my interviews was a Brazilian girl. And she said in São Paulo, which I did a lot of work in when I was a Portuguese dubber, but in São Paulo, she says there's stickers on all the cars and it says Be Kinder. And I said, Be Kinder, that's exactly what being fantastic is. And so then I created the bumper sticker. So a couple of nice cars out there, but not very many. Not like in Brazil. But you're right, being kind. And speaking of mothers, mothers always said, think before speaking. And I'm going to encourage the audience to think before they say the word good. To me, it's a bland word. It's an average word. It's a meaningless word. It's a four-letter word. If you can replace every time you want to say good with fantastic, you'll look better, feel better, live longer, and the people you say it to will be that way. You know, it's about, you know, telling people to not have a good day. Tell them to have a fantastic day. Don't tell your spouse they look good or did a good job at cooking dinner. They did a fantastic job. Tell your kids when they go off to school to have a fantastic day at school. You know, I mean, the word is underused. Of the 5,000 people I've given this speech to, my Be Fantastic speech, which is kind of like developed into a TED Talk, I've asked them, how many people in your life have you met that say the word fantastic in answer to how are you? And the answer, the number is 98. 98 out of 5,000. That's less than 2%. That's a sad, sad statistic. But the great news is, you never forget the person you met in your entire life that when we met them, they said they were fantastic. It is quite a special group. I've interviewed people that have been saying it 35 years, another guy 25, another guy 20. They say it religiously. It's part of their MO. It makes people feel good. I mean, I'm sorry. Did I just say the word good? Shoot me, please. We got another commercial, everybody. We'll be right back with Nigel.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and of course lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today. Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
The bright side of talk. HealthyLife.net.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Nigel. And, you know, life is your own personal movie. Like I'll direct it to Nigel. Nigel, you are the star of a movie called Nigel. And you're not only the star of that movie, but you're the producer, the director, and the screenwriter. My suggestion to you and to everyone listening for their personal movie is to create every day and every scene of your life fun, exciting, educational, motivational, inspirational scenes. When you do that, because it's only up to you, no one's going to do it for you, you're going to have a fantastic life. Like, if you could have been in my skin the last 3 days, you would have been amazed. I mean, because I just go for it. I'm not afraid that it's not going to work out. When I drive someplace, I know I'm going to get the first spot because I've got this positive thinking. And the positive thinking manifests positive action. Now, with your project, we're going to think positive that it's going to happen because we know it's going to happen. Thinking negative and that it's not going to happen or it's going to take 30 years, that's defeatist. You have to make your life happy. It's up to you. No one's going to make you happy. Some people can bring happiness into your life, but you need to make yourself happy. You come first. If people listen to my philosophies, they'll hear a lot of these about left and right turns, about your life's your movie. I have lots and lots of them. But everyone listening, I want you guys to be part of this movement. I want you to help Nigel and I succeed in his project and just making a world of more civil place. Teach your children that the word fantastic is the word to use instead of the word good. Don't have a good day. Don't have, anything to do with good. It's just too normal. So let's talk some more about this great project, fantastic project that needs to be developed. It's right around the corner, really, it is, because you have the property, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We actually have 3,000 acres that government in Central Africa in a country called Cameroon is donating towards the project.
What's the city? The city in Cameroon?
The city is called Kribi, K-R-I-B-I, and the country is Cameroon. It's on the west coast of Africa, and it's an English and French-speaking country. And we were there about 3 years ago. It is an unbelievable place. You know, we thought about Ghana or Tanzania or Kenya. But the ideal location, in fact, they found us. I was looking around at these other countries. They actually found us and took seven of us there to Cameroon, showed us the country, and we just fell in love. It's the place to be. The most amazingly beautiful beach, and it's a beachfront property, and behind us, behind the beach, is just nothing but forest. Unbelievable, very beautiful, and the people, the food, it's the place to be. So this area is going to be called Motherland, and it's going to be a resort, a themed park, not a theme park, not going there for entertainment or escapism. You know, there are many places around the world we could do that, but here at Motherland, we're going to reconnect with each other, to reconnect with nature, just to come back home. And
well, we all have one thing in common, right? We all have a mother.
Absolutely.
I think we all have a mother, right? I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't have one, I don't think.
Yeah, we all have a mother. And you know something, let me tell you, why this project is already so successful and it's happening almost without effort, it's because everyone recognizes we all have a mother. And when was the last time there was a monument to honor mothers and women around the world for being mothers and nurturers and caretakers and teachers of us all? So this is the Mother of Humanity Monument, and it's an opportunity for all of us, not only to honor ourselves as being one family, but to honor our mothers and the women in our lives, our sisters, our daughters. These are things that bring us closer together, and this is why I'm so excited to be given this gift to share with all of humanity as a way for all of us to reconnect and come back home.
And I tell people, don't fight with your parents. Don't fight with your mother. You know, I only had a mother for 11 years. So it really bothers me when people have arguments or they don't get along with their mother. I mean, you're so lucky to have a mother if she's still alive, you know. But I want to hear about your museums. You've got like seven museums?
Yeah, because the monument, the Mother of Humanity, I mentioned she's holding a feather and she's standing on the globe with her left foot. There are seven such symbols or attributes in that statue. In fact, one of the most curious ones is if you look at the outline of her shape, it's in the outline of the continent of Africa. So that's one attribute. So there are going to be seven museums that correspond to those seven attributes at the base of the Mother of Humanity. One of the special ones that is going to really raise a lot of eyebrows, on the statue, you see that her right breast is exposed. Why is that? It is because the milk of our mothers have nurtured us and made us strong, even though today we don't really, you know, we go to the store and buy cow's milk. But when you look at it symbolically, the milk of Africa has nurtured all continents around the world. I'm speaking about the resources from Africa. So, for example, on our cell phones, we have this mineral in there called coltan. You can't find it anywhere else in the world except Africa. So Africa still today continues to nurture and feed the world, and that's one of the museums that you're going to find in Africa. So now I'm going to throw something out here for everybody to think about. If you really want to save planet Earth, because we know the situation with the planet, we know pollution and climate change, if you really want to save planet Earth, you're going to take an interest in helping Africa to save itself from people who are using the resources improperly. Think about it. Because we wouldn't be in this situation if greedy people didn't misuse the things from Mother Africa. So in many ways, learning to honor and respect our mothers is also learning to honor and respect the continent that's giving us life still, but there are people who are misusing that. So this is what the Mother of Humanity is all about, and we have seven museums that are going to talk about that. When you talk about the Feather of Peace, that is going to be a museum that honors women from around the world throughout the ages who've done things to help advance and bring humanity together, like Mother Teresa or Wangari Maathai, who went around planting trees all over Africa, or Vandana Shiva, or even Henrietta Lacks, whose DNA she uses from America, an American, African-American, but her DNA, after she died, went into creating all these different pharmaceuticals. Henrietta Lacks, L-A-C-K-S. Look her up. Her cells never died. She was immortal because after she expired, her cells were still alive, and they continued to help the pharmaceutical industry and the cosmetic industry and everything else. Well, we're going to honor women throughout the world, throughout the ages, every year, with a special award called the Golden Feather Award, and that's what's going to be held high in the hand, the right hand of the Mother of Humanity monument.
Well, I can't wait to go down the path with you. Everyone who wants to help, you can go to my app. There will be links to Nigel's information as well. We've got a couple seconds left here. Nigel, I want to thank you for being my guest on the show today. I want to thank you for what you're doing for humanity and for the mothers of the world. You know, Mother's Day is a big day. That's always good. We should throw a party on Mother's Day every year there.
We will.
You know, you can do a lot of things with Mother. I like the fact that it's they're going to rename the area Motherland, which is fantastic. I'm just so proud to know you and have you as a friend. I look forward to many years of working with you and making this project a reality. We're going to figure out if everyone has any suggestions on where we can host a nice event, show off the plot plan and some photographs and some of his statues, maybe as a little bit of fundraiser. Give me a call, 310-913-5533. I want to thank our sponsors, Live the Via Life. They're a great new sponsor of the show. I want to thank Vikram, who's been building the apps with his QWERTY systems. He's a fantastic guy. Just getting back from India. Everybody, I want you to be fantastic. Share this logic with the world and see you in 2020.